This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Begins today. Ladies and gentlemen, the vote begins today. Did you know that? For the election? We're closing in on this baby. Minnesota, the first in the country to allow voting today. It's happening. Do you know everything you need to know to start voting? Any questions that are on your mind right now about this upcoming vote? Can we help in any way? Let us know. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
He's jealous because I just took a bite of a Twix bar. So we'll try and get you one of those done. We've got...
Or a Snickers, because you know how I get.
The ginormous What's on Your Mind staff is on it right now, so they're... They're scurrying to make sure that this happens. I don't know why. I was shocked to learn the voting had begun already. But I guess, you know, we're not that far off, folks. Election day is November 6th. That is 46 days from now. In-person voting begins today in Minnesota. And they have, you know, there's a fair of those early voting kind of procedures at different states and how they do it. And, of course, obviously, the... absentee ballots as well. So we're there. This is it. It's on. People are voting. We've been talking about it a long time. Two questions I have for you today on the program. Actually, I'll make it three. Three is, speaking of the election, being 46 days from now, is there anything we can do to better get you informed to vote? In other words, I heard you talk about that Measure 1 fiasco, but I want to know more. Can you give me some data on that Measure 3 thing? I heard there's going to be all kinds of things that are going to happen if that, you know, comes through. But whatever it is, you let us know and we'll get on it. Maybe some of the other statewide races that you'd like some attention to. Some folks have called about getting more on the House race, for instance. Kelly Armstrong versus Max Schneider. Duly noted. And we're asking. We'll keep at it, but I want to know directly from you what it is you want to hear, okay, and what you want more attention to. So don't be afraid to tell us that. Second of all, I want to talk a little bit about Brett Kavanaugh and this wildly successful political resistance coup d'etat of the Democrats. Yes, this has been successful. Folks, we have a woman who's made allegations who can't even remember when it happened, like as in what year or where it happened. Okay? I don't know whether it happened or not. And just the fact that she has put this out with all this innuendo has it's like a, you know, cloud of paralysis has gone over our country in this process. Here's what I think we should do. I think we should assume what she's saying is true. For the purposes of this discussion and where we find ourselves, I think we should say that happened to this woman. Everything she says, and again, all of what she said isn't exactly chapter and verse, boy, this happens. Remember, she said, you know, his friend Mark Judge was in the room. He said, I wasn't. Well, I wasn't there. I don't even know what she's talking about. So there's some ambiguity. But whatever. We're just going to assume everything she said is true. 15-year-old that felt as though she was, you know, there was an attempted rape going on. 17-year-old committing it. And not a lot of details. Okay? That's the facts of this case. Assume them to be true. That's what I wish somebody would do right now in Washington, D.C., say, okay, does that prevent this man from going on the Supreme Court? Are we to wipe away 36 years of his career because of what she says happened, believing her at this point? I don't think so. I don't. And I'm not trying to anyway be crass about what she went through. I'm saying that was no doubt a very traumatic experience. And if, in fact, it happened as she said it happened, it, you know, understandably been difficult for her. I don't want to minimize that one bit, not empathize with it one bit. I don't think it's a firing offense. I don't think it's worth stopping this dead in its tracks. Do you agree or disagree? I'd like to know what you would think about that. And one side note to keep in mind, if in fact, like most of the Democrats and the critics of Kavanaugh will say, no, it is. This is terrible. It's awful. Scott, if you're saying, let's believe her to be true, he's done. He's gone. He's okay, so what about what we know about President Clinton? He was okay to do what he did. How about Keith Ellison, Democratic member of Congress, who's, is it ex-wife or girlfriend, has the pictures of herself all bruised up and medical reports and everything else, and it's being ignored in the race for Attorney General in Minnesota, ignored in Congress by Democrats? Because this is where they get into a little bit of trouble. If you say, let's believe it all to be true and let's move on, which I think we should do. I do. I just think, we're just going to believe you. Now the question is, folks, do you want to vote for this guy or not? And by the way, some Republicans will go soft and will not want to, in my mind. And the other thing, the third thing is, where's Heidi Heitkamp? Isn't there a race for the United States Senate right now? Where is she on this race? Is she being silent because of the politics of the Kavanaugh situation? Is she, do I join the resistance? Do I not? What's more favorably politically? I need to vote for him, but now maybe I don't have to. She's not saying anything. It reminds me of the Dakota Access Pipeline fiasco, where she goes AWOL. She does this. And for much of her 6 years, she's been AWOL. Comes out of campaign time to talk about all the stuff she's done, but look, we get her press releases. We could compare this year to the previous year to the previous year to the previous year and give you a good idea of what there's been in the way of events and comments and everything else. She needs to speak out on this. You can't hide. It's amazing to me because I guarantee you if this was a Republican right now in the Senate, it'd be, what do you believe? You're up for re-election and it's... Media don't ask her any questions. Got their cozy little relationship. So those are a couple things that are on my mind. I'm actually way more interested in what's on your mind, whether it's on these topics or any topics. If there's particular races you want us to cover better, more closely as we close in on Election Day. In-person voting begins today in Minnesota. Did I mention that, Todd? Have I mentioned that, September, and here we go. And the actual election 46 days from right now. Let's talk to some folks on the telephone. You can also text Todd or me. I'm 367-2054. He's 226-8503. Or call us. You can call us 855-200-1776, extension 1, to leave a message. Extension 2, to chat with us live on the air. Let's go to Goodrich, North Dakota. Guy is waiting to weigh in. Hello, Guy.
Yes. Good morning, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to talk a little bit about the deep state. I think when we talk about the deep state, it's important to realize it's much more than the unelected bureaucrats at the FBI and DOJ. It includes, of course, the spokesmodels in the Democrat Party who are opposed to Trump. It's the anti-Trumpers in the Republican Party. It's the mainstream media, which really are run by the CEOs and the boards of directors, very wealthy, very well politically connected, and the large corporations that are global. They're American in name only. They've really partnered with the communist government of China, which includes Apple and Microsoft and big banks like Goldman Sachs, run by elected Democrats, Lloyd Blankfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs, registered Democrat, very openly supports liberal agendas like the LGBT agenda. And these things are ultimately an ideology which is like Stalinism. It's authoritarian, it's socialist, it's communist, And these large corporations run by small boards, their governance is really similar to communist China's, which is a huge bureaucracy run by a small board of directors like the Communist Party that runs China. That's why they favor that model, that economic and political model that is demonstrated by the communist government of China. That's why they've partnered with that communist government. That's why they're opposed to making America great again, because they fundamentally oppose a constitutional republic that's based on the principles of Judeo-Christian, of the Bible. And so it's really against God as well as America. And I think it's important to remember these things, that the deep state is not just the voices and the people we see out front in the media and in the DOJ and the FBI and the Democrats. It's the power and the money behind them that have really partnered with godless communist China. That's why Trump is so adamant about balancing trade, because literally they've sold us out. There's the biggest transfer of wealth, the redistribution of wealth, which is characterized by socialism. The biggest redistribution of wealth in history is the transfer of trillions of dollars of capital from the U.S.
And there is, and they're still stealing. Thanks for the comments, Guy. More after this.
And that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain-feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm a full-blooded Arikara from Fort Berthold, and I am very, very much pro-Trumper. And I've done some demonstrations every time he's been in town and held up signs of support for Trump. And it just seems like a lot of people that are Democrats think that us Native Americans don't have the right to vote for a Republican. And I really want to rally our troops and the people in my tribe and other Native Americans to stand up for something that's going to be good for us, because obviously the Democrats have done nothing to better our lives, better our economy, better alcoholism in the community. So let's go, Native Americans. Let's start voting for the Republicans. Let's start thinking different. Let's start doing a different thing for us. Thank you, Chris. Have a great day. Bye.
That call went into Chris Berg on the point of view. He told me about it. If you didn't see it on his show, we thought we'd play it for you because it's interesting. I think, that is a vote that has assumed one of the Democrats. And Donald Trump, on his last trip here, said, what the heck do you have to lose, Native Americans? And he did it in a really respectful way. Can we dig that up, Todd? I think we played that a day after he was on. I'll try and find that for you. Kevin or Todd will find that and play that clip for you, because it's pretty amazing. And I hope people hear it. So anyway, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. We're powered by MyPillow here on What's on Your Mind. I should give away some MyPillows today. How about first-time callers get MyPillows? Should we do that, Todd? While they last in our hopper? Yeah, that's kind of a fun one.
Oh, by the way, those Giza sheets.
Okay, so last night you did do the Giza sheet thing. Good for you. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Like, I really, when I thought, okay, sheets are sheets, I don't, you know, maybe they'll look a little nicer or whatever. But, I mean, it's like you're, I don't know, smooth is the word I would use. Just smooth and cool and, you know, really, I don't know, you feel like you're being pampered in the
There you go. That's a good way to put it right there.
Yeah. Just feel like this is a little extra special. This is really nice. And this is, as usual with Mike, Lindell, he goes to the ends of the world to get the best cotton. And so this is Giza cotton, and that's where it's the best. And it's really good. So the Giza sheets, I have the MyPillow mattress topper now. Very good. Came in a simple box, unpacked it, had it on in a matter of a minute. I mean, nothing to it at all. Fantastic. Or the pillows. We have, of course, the MyPillow premium pillows and the two Go Anywhere pillows right now, 50% off. So a lot of great deals. Everything they sell up to 50% off if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-228-0550. Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Anything on your mind, lay it on us. It can be about foosball. I don't care. Whatever you're wanting to do.
What? Where did that come from?
Shuffleboard, then. You like shuffleboard better?
Wow. Anything else on the left field while you're at it there?
Could be about hot tubs. I don't, whatever's on your mind. Whatever. Yeah. So I just want people to know on Friday, they don't necessarily, no day do they have to talk about what we want to talk about. They tune in and want to hear a discussion of something and let us know. Karen in Fargo wants to talk about something I've heard nobody talk about. This obscure story about this Kavanaugh guy. What did you want to talk about, Karen?
Well, I would like the FBI to really investigate this, because I have not heard of a second accuser yet. So I would like them to really check into the story of the first accuser.
You lost me. First accuser, second accuser. You're saying there's rumors that there is a second accuser. We don't know that to be true. You'd like them to find out whether or not it's true?
No, I'm not saying that there's any rumors about a second accuser. With there being only one so far that I know of, I would like the FBI to really check out that one story.
Now, my understanding is of the FBI, they're saying, like, we don't do that. We don't just, this isn't like you can't. First of all, this would be a local law enforcement thing. It wouldn't be the FBI, right, because there's no federal crime committed here. They would do background checks. So if Karen, you're appointed to a lifetime appointment, they're going to go interview people that you have interacted with over the years to be able to give the lawmakers a report on here's what people say about Karen. But they don't investigate it's sort of like, the Congress being able to dispatch whoever they want to him. So I think what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to decide who you believe in this case.
Well, I haven't gotten enough information yet to make a decision.
I don't disagree, and it's partly because the information coming from the accuser is a little sketchy. And that's why the president's saying, give us a police report. I mean, did your parents take you to the, you know, give us more information. That's what he's saying today.
Are they just playing the FBI card just because of the drama? Oh, FBI, you know, makes it sound so uber serious and everything.
Yeah, they're asking for things they know they can't get, so they can say, oh, they won't give us that. Oh, it's another delay. I can't come on Monday. Well, you need to come on Monday. No, we want to do it on Thursday. No, it's Monday. Oh, okay, we're not coming because we wanted to do it on Thursday. You want to do it on Monday. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, this is ridiculous. This is like, you know, I don't know. It's a game. It's political, and don't fall for any of it. That's why I say, in my mind, the easiest thing here is to say, let's take her at her word for what she said and ask ourselves if that's a reason Brett Kavanaugh should not be there. This woman has come out of nowhere with an accusation. There's been an FBI investigation, background check. There's been all these other things. He's been appointed to courts before. None of that's come up before. We got to decide who we believe now. I'm going to say, I'm going to take her at her word, and I don't see enough here to prevent this guy from going to the Supreme Court, given his record. That's what I wish Republicans would do. I want you to tell me if you agree or not. Greg and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. As far as, like everybody thinking that the government needs more involvement, you know, we need health care, we need this, and we need everything else. And as far as like this Brett Kavanaugh thing, you know, people need to start taking their personal experiences and start dwelling on them and thinking about them. Because like I said, you know, people think we need health care and we need this and more government involvement. The government's dropped the ball on everything they touch. Like right now, I'm paying child support on an imaginary kid. This kid has left the house. She's just not quite 18 yet, but she's finished high school. She's taking a year of culinary school. I'm paying $337 a month for child support, and I got to watch this kid struggle. First paycheck went to buying an airbed, and she's trying to pay off a car now. And I'm like, really? And we want more government involvement? And then as far as like this Brett Kavanaugh thing, you got to realize the way the laws are written and stuff. I got a felony for breaking a restraining order. And the way it's written, you know, I'm a violent criminal. I had to take anger or domestic violence course or whatever. You know, the sad thing about it is there wasn't even any violence involved. Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, tough deal. Are you getting any answers, Greg, on your issues related to the child support for someone that's no longer in the home that's getting the child support, or on your own record? I mean, do you go to somebody and say, here's the deal?
They said they could have taken it to court, but, you know, this probably be done in October anyway, so I guess I didn't even bother.
But your point is that government's messing this stuff up. They're the reason that happened.
Right, and it's frustrating, you know. They all walk around patting themselves on the back like, oh, we're doing so good, and then you look around and you see the suffering.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the call. If you are a first-time caller, we'll get you a MyPillow. You just call us at 258-0550. Tell Daniel when you call that you're a first-time caller so he knows and gets your information. 258-0550. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California college professor accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her back when they were teens will testify before a Senate committee if her lawyer says she's protected and the conditions are fair. The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford telling the Senate Judiciary Committee Ford also does not want to be in the same room as the federal judge when she testifies. That's the sound of some demonstrators who are protesting Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. More than 50 of them arrested in protests at the U.S. Capitol yesterday. No motive known for a workplace shooting near Baltimore yesterday. A woman killing three people, wounding three others before fatally shooting herself at a Rite Aid distribution center. This is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and that means we need to thank you, our fine listeners. Thank you so much for that. And don't even dream of touching that dial, will you? It's like I told folks Monday at the Dakota Hope Banquet. Last thing I said, make sure your radios are where you hear What's on Your Mind, 550K Fire, 1090K TGO up in that neck of the woods, or folks in the eastern part of North Dakota, western Minnesota, 1100 the flag, and 1460, I said, rip off the knobs. So the pastor gets up to give the a benediction for the night and decides to tell me there are no knobs on Radio Stott. And, you know, kind of, I had to come up with something quick. I said, well, I just used, you know, duct tape. Put a duct tape over the, you know, button-changing thing on the little push-button thing. There are no knobs.
Well, now that we have Alexa, I mean, there's no nothing.
Yeah, we just tell Alexa what we want. Yeah, turn it on. Exactly right. Alexa. What did I just see about Alexa? They're doing something with Alexa. I forget. Well, oh, I know. Like, they put Alexa in microwaves or something. Did you see this?
There's a microwave. You can microwave. You can operate by Alexa. So you just sit there. Hey, Alexa, 20 seconds, whatever the heck it is.
Make me some popcorn. Yeah. You just tell her to make you some popcorn. And
did you feel like you're starting to live in an episode of the Jetsons or something where you're just going to bark out an order and it's some robot's going to bring it up to you out of your Alexa microwave and pretty soon you just never have to get up?
Precisely. Creeps me out just a tad a bit. I tell you what, I want to tell you a little bit about the North Dakota Safety Council. Our safety training spotlight on What's on Your Mind today, brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Assurance. They are the leader in CPR and AED first aid training for the workplace, okay? And they offer the only nationally recognized certification that meets all OSHA first aid requirements. Only 30% of people actually feel confident to help during cardiac emergency. Can you imagine if you go down and, you know, two-thirds of the people... you know, sort of scatter, like, oh, I don't know what to do, right? You're waiting for somebody that will step up. The idea of this training is to make sure your employees are part of that 30% and get them trained today, the whole place. Prepares them to respond to choking, breathing, cardiac emergencies, all of that. And, by the way, if you don't have an AED in the workplace, they can help with that as well. So commit to preparing your employees. Go to ndsc.org to schedule the training today. Saving lives. It's what we do on What's on Your Mind. All right. I have the audio of President Trump on the stage, Fargo, North Dakota, recently, with a message to Native Americans. We played that clip from a caller to Chris Burke's Point of View and reminded me that we haven't spent a lot of time on that, so I'm going to play that before we're done here as well. And we also have a caller concerned about the television ad Heidi Heitkamp has out claiming to be the savior for truckers. Is she a savior for truckers? I don't know. So we're going to talk about that, too, in a moment here. Robert in Fargo, let's go to you first, though. What's on your mind?
Hey, first-time caller here. So, but anyway, so you guys started the show out talking about measures, or not measures, just things to exaggerate on. Well, I'll tell you from my experience of listening to your radio station, I was goaded into signing the anti-corruption thing because I didn't do my independent research, but after listening to you and you guys are really putting it out what it is, you know, I've been able to now know that it's not good for what I believe in and what I agree in. And also on Measure 3, I was 100% pro Measure 3 until you guys exaggerated on that. So I would say just really hammer out the measures, because I don't think a lot of people independently research them. And so really, like, for me, the only time I'm hearing about what these measures are is when I'm listening to you guys. So I appreciate that. And then second thing is with Kavanaugh, I guess it's me. I stand with him. I'm unbelieve Kavanaugh. I think that the guy has no reason to lie and say, like, I just don't think he has any reason to lie about what happened there. So,
yeah, my issue is we're not going to know. We weren't there. It's a he said, she said, and it's a blunt force instrument for the left to derail somebody. I mean, here's the deal. Bottom line, they hate anybody that is that has the chance to go there and vote on anything in the pro-life realm that would be standing up for the Constitution that everyone has a right to life, right? And so they're going to fight to the death to make sure that there's judges there that are okay with allowing the death of innocent life. So they just pull out the stops. So that's why I say, you know what, there's really no way to know, and we could spend weeks trying to find out, you know, holes in her story or his defense or whatever. Let's just assume it's true. She was 15, he was 17, we don't have all the facts, let's move on. Let's move on and get this over with and not let their little political charade win. That's a little harsh, Robert, because some people are going to say, oh, you don't care about her story, and what if she was raped? No, first of all, if we cared about her story, Dianne Feinstein would have put this out in July when she first found out about it and tried to get to the bottom of it. So that's, to me, when it was completely political. But I just think it's unknowable. I think you're going to have a game of, he said, she said, and, same thing they tried with Anita Hill, and it's sadly a game. So, but I really am appreciative of the fact that you're listening closely on the measures and thought differently even after having signed the petition. So, and I will take your advice. We're going to find something purposeful in these next 46 some odd days. Is that what it was, Doc? 46? I can't remember the number. Between now and the election, just do some 101 on these measures and make sure you have all the information.
Oh yeah, and that's great, because that's the one thing that I think I lack in the most. So,
Robert, since you're a first-time caller and we want you to call again, I'm going to have you hang on. Daniel's going to get your full name, and then we'll leave your name on a pillow at our Fargo studios at 3301 University Drive South, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate that very much. Aberdeen, South Dakota, we go. And Dave, what's on your mind?
I'll be real quick. I live in Iowa, and Chuck Grassley's my senator. I think he needs to quit pussyfooting around and just subpoena that woman and let her tell her story so everybody can hear it. Get it over with,
yeah,
and then let's have the vote.
That's not a bad idea. Just subpoena her for Monday. They're just walking on eggshells because I think they're all concerned about what the impact's going to be in the midterm elections. And
yeah,
in my mind, you can't let them win because of that. The Democrats doing the same thing. They're hoping that this is a way to say, see, look what the Republicans did. Aren't they terrible? Oh, they're horrible. Don't vote for them ever again. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Since you're an Iowan, you better give it to Chuck Grassley today. Tell him your two cents, okay?
I already have. Thank you.
Oh, good for you, Dave. Thank you. Let's get another South Dakota caller. Where are you calling from, Dana?
Mobridge area.
In the Mobridge area. Glad to have you on the program today. What's on your mind?
I just want to let you know, I grew up south of Bismarck, about 50 miles, I suppose, on a farm. And I just want to remind North Dakota voters not to take this election for granted and to get out there and vote, especially vote for Kramer. I'm envious to have a candidate. I wish South Dakota had a candidate like Kramer. But they're trying to take over our simple lifestyle we have back here, and just don't take it for granted. Get out there and vote. Vote all ours. That's all I really have to say. Vote all ours or have your life changed severely.
It's a good wake-up call, Dana. Thank you. Love our callers. Right to the point. Get to it. Robin, in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I'm calling about Kavanaugh, and I guess I really feel that it's actually a disservice to women when somebody like this comes forward. People that it really does happen to, which we don't know this, but it looks so suspect. It really does a disservice to people that it really does happen to. I feel bad for Kavanaugh and his family, and I'm a first-time caller.
You know, Robin, I have a gut feeling, and it's only that a gut feeling, that something like this happened to her. I don't think she's inventing it out of whole cloth, but I don't think it was Kavanaugh. You know, I mean, she says somebody was in the room that wasn't in the room. He's saying he never was there, wasn't there. I mean, so and again, the Kavanaugh recollection evidently came in a couple's I forget what they call it, but some sort of counseling session with her and her husband. You know, decades later, that all of a sudden his name pops in, you know, to her head. So I don't. And then a California professor and. Been on the anti-Trump train and wearing the hats and going to the rallies. The whole thing just smells to me.
I absolutely agree with you. It just does not sound real credible with all of the facts that come through. The other thing is the lack of evidence that she has, like no place, no, you know, that kind of thing. It just, even if it was hardly investigated, it would be very hard to prosecute anything like that.
If this happened as she said it happened, is it something that should prevent him from being on the Supreme Court?
No. He was underage. Kids do stupid things, especially if they've been drinking, and how many kids do not drink at one point or another? Even if it happened, you know what? He's now an adult, and it can't be prosecuted. He's probably, I'm assuming, he is a very definite person than if that ever happened. So I guess I don't think it should affect it at all.
Appreciate the call, Robin. Thanks a bunch. And I hung up on Robin, and I didn't mean to. Robin, if you can call back, we'll get you the address, and Todd will slap a name on a MyPillow right there in his office and get you a free MyPillow. So call us back since you were a first-time caller. 800-228-0550. Do I have time to play, Todd, this call from the person concerned about the trucker ad? Yeah, I just don't remember how long that call is. I know I have
it's a little over a minute, so.
Is it all right? We'll save that for the other side. But I'm going to go to some texts here that are coming in. We're getting texts from people that do have a knob on their radio. So thank you very much. Looks like I have a knob. They're very nice. Thank you very much. Somebody else got a knob. Okay, good. Glad to have it.
then you have a really, really old radio because they kind of, no, I'm just, Honda actually, they'd taken the knobs off and then people got upset, so they actually started putting knobs back on, so.
Yeah.
But you'll see more of that.
We have sad news from the North Dakota Guard today on behalf of the North Dakota National Guard, Major Al Dorman, Adjutant General. He offered condolences to family, friends, and coworkers of North Dakota Guard soldiers, Sergeant First Class James Jim Theory. He was killed in an accident on, September 18th, near Devil's Lake, a highway accident, I guess. Jim Theory was an outstanding soldier who will be greatly missed by our entire organization. His more than three decades of service to his community, state, and nation is worthy of our great respect and admiration. Our entire North Dakota National Guard family grieves with the Theory family and friends. Theory served more than 33 years in the military, all with the North Dakota Army National Guard in his last assignment. He was a combat engineer instructor with the Regional Training Institute at Camp Grafton Training Center near Devil's Lake. Sad to hear. More on What's on Your Mind after this. 800-228-0550 is our number. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Telephone number is 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. I better have you play, Todd, the promised call that came in earlier complaining about an ad that Senator Heidi Heitkamp is running, quoting a trucker. I'd love to find this trucker. I think we've tried to find this person and say, you know, just help us, walk through this concern and what hasn't got taken care of, but we haven't been able to do that. If you know them, let us know. But go ahead and roll that call first.
I'm trying to roll it here. What the heck?
Yeah, this is Jason from Devil's Lake. I make a comment about Heidi. I see this commercial on TV about the guy, this craft dude that's a truck driver. I never seen Heidi do nothing for us truck drivers but make us more regulations and rules and stuff. I've seen Kevin out there fighting for us and getting us things that we can do, and they've decreased a few things and got us kind of on a track to where we're kind of living again in trucking. Heidi has done nothing for us. And this Democratic Party we got needs to go away. I don't understand, and I've said time and time again, I don't understand how they can ruin somebody's life like Kavanaugh. I've listened, I watched every one of them days when he was in trial. I was there at home. I was watching it. And the guy's a great guy, and that's what we need. If we get more Democrats on that Supreme Court, we're done. I don't understand how people want to live the way they're with the Democratic Party. We better live. I don't know about you, but I'm more freer than I was 2 years ago when we had Obama. And we're just a stepping stone away. He just keeps plugging. The poor man deserves a Medal of Honor, let me tell you. Anyway, so I got to say thanks. I keep preaching the same subject, but that's how I feel.
Well, I'm glad you do. That's what you should do. Thank you for that. 800-228-0550. Let's get back to other calls here. And Ken is in Bismarck. Wants to talk about ads, too. Hey, Ken, go ahead. You're up. Ken, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ken. You're up.
Just had a...
Good morning, sir.
Here. Just sharing a little experience I had with one of your advertisers. Long story short, I had a mishap happen when I was heading to Fargo and coming back, and my truck started acting up really bad. So I needed some work done. Regular mechanic was out for 2 weeks, so then I had to take it up to a local dealership in town. And long story short, got my bill back, was a little sticker shocked. Had my concerns, but I had to get to work and all this good stuff. So I paid the bill, sent me out an email, and then I filled out the survey, not expecting a response back. Next day, I get a response back, and they actually physically called me and discussed the situation and actually made it good by sending me out a gift card and all that. So I just wanted to say, shout out to kind of like Stan Puckett. It did me good.
That was great. And that was Puckett, she said?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was not expecting my service satisfaction like that. So I just wanted to say that.
All right. We'll pass on the word to the team over there, and I'm sure they'll love that. Thank you very much for the call. And I think in general, those surveys, especially when you're dealing with a national brand, they get seen not just by the dealer, but also by the, by Chevy or, whoever it might be. So good idea that just honestly lay out your concerns there. And if it didn't get conveyed to whoever you're dealing with, it's another way for them to catch it. So I'm glad to hear it. Good news. Appreciate that, Ken. Thank you so much. Dave in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I think Mr. Black has got to be rolling over in his grave what has happened to the Fargo Forum. For many, 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 I long ago stopped reading the Tribune because it was such a liberal rag, but the same thing has happened to the Forum. I mean, this morning there's an ad, an article on the front page about Heidi and Kramer, and it's obviously a negative about Kramer. This is an article. They're blatantly and openly hostile towards Kramer and biased towards Heidi. It would be interesting to see on the opinion page how many letters to the editor and editorial opinions and articles by Shaw and McFeely and all those liberal whack nuts versus conservative. If I had the guess, I'd say it's 10-1 in negative or positive towards liberals and negative towards conservatives. And the Forum used to be a really good newspaper.
Yeah, its resources have diminished considerably, and therefore the quality of the reporters, I guess, as well, and the attention to detail, David, is kind of sad to watch. I've almost given up on trying to fact-check them because it's always so biased, and I'm not sure how many people it affects, but you're absolutely right. It's fake news, Fargo-style, and it happens everywhere.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that for your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.